difficult week for me. Last week, Susan left me. Her and Susan took off and went off to Missouri for a week, and they've been gone, and just me and the cat. Well, Taylor was there, but anyway. So I've missed her all week. I'm certainly happy that she's back. Last Saturday, I drove to Lufkin to attend the funeral of a dear friend. The man was a good and helpful friend to me when I needed a good and helpful friend many, many years ago. And he was a faithful follower of Christ. And so I went to remember my friend and console his family. I told him, "We grieve, but not as those who have no hope." That seemed to help them a little bit and help me as well. After that memorial service in Lufkin, I drove to Bossier City, Louisiana. It's the first time I've ever been in Bossier City. It's an okay place. But I went there to visit my good friend Luther Bollenbarker. Some of you may know him. Luther has stage 4 bladder cancer and has elected not to go through all the treatments that are involved with that. So anyway, he was in good shape that Sunday. I visited with him. For a time, I heard that this past week that he didn't do so well. He's not doing so well. And so we need to remember Luther and his family in our prayers. Bollenbarkers are lifelong friends of our family. I grew up as a little boy. We were back fence neighbors. And my brothers and sisters and I and their two daughters were playmates way back when. I couldn't even tell you what year it was, but We were littles back then. Luther's been a strong soldier of the cross for many years. After he got out of the Marine Corps, he became a gospel preacher. And some of you do know him. He preached at Greensboro for a time. He preached my grandfather's funeral. He preached my father's funeral. And we've done 2 or 3 funerals together since then. For members of the church over the years. He was in good spirits, but I'm told he's not doing well this week, and the family has told me to be ready to do one last funeral with Luther, and that would be his. Sorry about that. So let's remember Luther. Dee Bowman passed away. You guys know that. I was not real close to Dee, but whenever I would visit Southside, Dee always made me feel like I was a lifelong friend. And I know that's just D being D, but it always made me feel good when I came in and D made a beeline. He'd light up and come and shake my hand, and I was happy. He was happy to see me, and I was happy to see him. You may or may not know that there are several here tonight that are still grieving the loss of close friends and family and loved ones. If I started mentioning names, I might leave some out. Let's just remember them and know that we love you and that we care about you and we're here to help. It also grieves me to know that some of our families had been stricken with the dreaded COVID virus. And I'm happy to see them all back here tonight and today. Appreciate them. We're glad you're back with us. John Jackson. I don't know how many of you do know John. John is Zeke and Cheryl's son-in-law. I got to know him through that family. I know him to be a trusted servant of the Lord. I know he is an active member of the church in Angleton. Lead singing for them down there. I know he's a good father and a husband and a strong spiritual leader in his family. The reports I heard that he had COVID pneumonia in the hospital and was not responding well to treatments. And Cheryl called me Saturday and asked for prayers on his behalf. I did hear some good news today that his oxygen levels are coming up a little bit. So trending upward, we're counting that as a positive thing. So continue to pray for John Jackson and his family and the treatments he's receiving. And hopefully we'll see him again when he comes to visit. By the way, Cheryl went to Angleton to get Aiden. Y'all know Aiden. She's with him here at the house. They elected to stay home because of exposure risks and all of that thing. So there, that accounts for her absence, or she would be here with Aiden tonight. And there are so many other members that are suffering from ongoing health issues. The list is long. I like what Andre said this morning in his prayer. He prayed for all the people. And he got down to the end. He says, if I've left somebody out, you know, the Lord, God knows them and knows their needs. And he prayed that prayer for them. I appreciate that. I believe that covered it. So I have a lesson this evening, and also had these thoughts on my mind, and I wanted to share them with you. Will you pray with me? Our God and our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father, we know that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-seeing. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. I just want to ask you to help Luther Bollenbacher and his family. Be with them, comfort them during his time of sickness and trial. Be with the Bowman family as they grieve the loss of their brother, Dee. Be with the Davenport family who's lost Miss Shirley, which has passed on. Be with them, comfort them, and help them along the way. Be with Rolly Levins and his ongoing health issues, and Charles Kelly and Sharon Peach, and of course, John Jackson. Be with him, help him to recover from COVID, and be with his family as they also are dealing with the COVID virus. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. We pray that you be with us throughout our service this evening and throughout our week. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I know it's kind of unusual for the preacher to start out on the floor down here, and hopefully that didn't cause too much trouble with you. I do want to sing a song. I am going to sing a couple songs during this lesson this evening. Let's sing God Is So Good, because he is so good, right? If I can get the right clicker to go, there it is. Oh, God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, he's so good to me. Jesus is real, Jesus is real, Jesus is real, he's so real to me. He saved my soul, he saved my soul, he saved my soul, and he made me whole. I praise his name, I praise his name, I praise his name, he's so good to me. Amen. And God is so good. Our lesson this evening comes from Psalm 100. Expressions of a thankful heart. I have some thoughts about Psalm 100 this evening. And how do you say thank you for God's goodness? How do we say thank you to God? Is thank you enough? Doesn't seem like it. Seems like very, very thin. How can we thank a great and wonderful God for his goodness and all that he does for us? Is it really possible to express our thanks to God for his great mercy, grace, and love? But if, but when your heart is overflowing with gratitude, it will find the best of our ability to express our thankfulness to God. Psalm 100 is the outpouring of a heart focused in God's abundant blessings to his people. In this psalm of thanksgiving, verse 1 and 2 reveal three ways. Sorry, Ben. I lost my place on my own sheet. Oh, there it is. Verses 1 and 2 reveal three ways a thankful heart expresses gratitude. It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. A heart of joy. A heart of joy. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. I'll quit beating on the microphone. Make a joyful noise to the Lord with all the earth. Joy is the outgrowth of a thankful heart. Even in our darkest days, we have more blessings than we can count. Speaking of counting blessings, let's sing Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Oh, me, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, see what God has done, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Thankful people are joyful people. Count your blessings. Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. A life of service is a way that you can express your gratitude to God. Like the Apostle Paul, it's Christ's love for us that draws our hearts to grateful service for him. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, and what is good and acceptable and perfect. We don't serve Christ out of guilt or fear, but out of our grateful love for him. And the opportunity to serve God only adds to our reasons to praise him. God does not intend his service to be burdensome. If you are truly worshiping with thankfulness in your heart, you'll be serving with gladness. Right? Let's sing Rise Up, O Child of God. Soul, rise up, O child of God, have done with lesser things,
Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O child of God, His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and in the night of wrong. Rise up, O child of God, the church for you doth wait. Her strength unequal to her task, rise up and make her great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where His feet have trod. As children of the Son of Man, rise up, O child of God.
Come into His presence with singing. Not sure why that's a blank slide. There we go. Come into His presence with singing, with words of praise. All throughout the Psalms, thanksgiving and singing are linked together. Psalm 95 in verse 2 says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Psalm 7 in verse 17, I will give to the Lord the thanks due His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. In Psalm 107, verse 1, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. O thou fount of every blessing. You know this tune? O thou fount of every blessing. Let's sing this song. I assure you, this is the last one of my lessons, so. Domine, O thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore Thee. May I still Thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by Thy help I've come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to Thee. Never let me wander from Thee. Never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for Thy courts above. Now there's a very good reason for using those songs in our lesson this evening, the words of which direct our minds and how to praise God and what the meaning of being thankful is to God. O thou fount of every blessing, Gratitude tunes our heart to sing God's praise. And even if your voice is not quite on pitch, sing anyway. God wants to hear you sing. God wants to hear you praise Him. God loves to hear your songs of praise. Count your blessings. Serve others. Sing to the Lord. Joy, service, and praise are the overflowing expressions of a thankful heart. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you." Everyone has something to be thankful for. You may not think about it right now, but you do. God's goodness gives us many reasons to be grateful, to be thankful. On Thanksgiving Day, one of my favorite days of the year, millions of Americans will enjoy and be thankful for a delicious meal. And not only that, they'll express their gratitude for family and friends and blessings of the year. Perhaps at that time of the year, we'll go around the table and share specific things for which we're thankful. Truly, we're a blessed people living in a blessed land. However, there are hurting people living in sorrowful circumstances. For them, it may be difficult to see and list things that are easily appreciated. At times, life can be hard. We all have burdens and hardships and problems. We talked about those earlier. Maybe it doesn't affect us directly, but it does affect each and every one of us. It's the stark reality of living in a sin-sick world. But there are many precious truths for which we can always be thankful. Psalm 100 is a favorite passage of Scripture to remind us to be thankful. Consider the last two verses of this short but powerful psalm. Psalm 100, beginning verse 4, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." We can perform the instructions of thankfulness in verse 4 because of the attributes of God given in verse 5. Look at that with me. Verse 4 says, "Be thankful and praise him at all times." Wrong word. Then verse 5 is there to remind us of the attributes of God. Number 1, the Lord is good. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. Number 2, his steadfast love endures forever. Not just a little while, he's not temporary. His love is forever. And his faithfulness to all generations. Three attributes of God that we are to be thankful for. We can be thankful and praise and bless the Lord because he is eternally good and merciful and faithful. With that in mind, we can be thankful for today. You can be thankful that God loves you. 1 John verses 3 and verse 1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." God has expressed and demonstrated his boundless love by sending his son Jesus to earth so that we should have salvation through the blood of Christ. We can be thankful that God loves us, and we can be thankful that Jesus died for you and for me. 1 John 4 and verse 10 says, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins." And Romans 5 and verse 8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That means he died on the cross for you and me. We can be thankful that Jesus died for us. And we can be thankful that salvation is offered to us. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. What a great blessing that is. What a wonderful thing to be thankful for. John 1 and verse 12 says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Something else to be thankful for, that we can be called a child of God. We are children of God. Salvation means that I have a relationship with God. I am a child of God. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. To receive the offer of salvation, the Bible says that we must believe in him and turn away from our previous life of sinfulness and disobedience. We must confess the name of Jesus before men, that we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and to be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins. We can be thankful that salvation is offered to us. What a wonderful blessing that is. We can also be thankful that heaven is waiting for us. Heaven is there. That's what we all long to be. We long to strive to be with the Lord. We long to strive to be with God in heaven. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3 says it this way. Let not your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So we have that wonderful thought. We can be thankful that heaven is there waiting for us. It's prepared for us. That's not where I want to be yet. That's our invitation song. We'll come back to that in a moment. We can be thankful that salvation is offered to us. We can be thankful that heaven is waiting for us, because we know that heaven is a prepared place for us. We can be thankful right now because we know our sins are forgiven and that we have peace with God. We can be thankful right now because we know that we are a child of God and we have an eternal life and a home in heaven with him when this life is over. But the only way to know that you're saved is to believe in him and obey his commandments. John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We have to obey Jesus and his teachings and what he told us to do to be able to have eternal life with him in heaven. You can know right now that you're saved, that you're born again of water and spirit. You can know that your sins are forgiven and you can have peace with God the Father. You can know right now that you are a child of God and that you have an eternal home in heaven. But the only way to know that you are saved is to obey Jesus and to be buried with him in baptism. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to remember to be thankful for each and every day, even as we endure the struggles and the trials and tribulations of this life on this side of heaven. If you're ready to turn your will and your life over to God or have need of prayers of this congregation, please come forward right now as together we stand and sing.